you believe in magic like the Lovin' Spoonful, or do you think it cuts like a knife like Bryan Adams? Either way, the Bitcoin community has put down the fork, and now there's an even bigger mess to clean up in the crypto world. Cutlery aside, you may lose your appetite over the volatility, and we're here to help you make sense of it all, if we could just figure it out ourselves. Hungry yet? Well, give us a break and break us off a piece of that bad crypto podcast, episode number 49.
Wow, Mr. Joel Com, that is a whole lot of cutlery in that teaser right there. And if I recall, you actually asked for more cutlery.
It's all the fork talk. It's all the, you know, it's making me hungry, and I just like want a big old steak or something, you know? Oh, anyway, wow. What a day. As you can tell from the title of this episode, Bitcoin Cash explodes. You might even say it explodifies, and that's going to be our feature as we get into the show today. I want to thank you all for listening and for making this show one of the top crypto podcasts in the world, 164 countries.
In all of the solar system.
In the universe. Milky Way. Forget the galaxy, the universe. There's, you know, if there is life on other planets, they're like
multiverses.
They're tuning in. They're like trying to get their transceivers and satellites to pick up, you know, the bad crypto podcast. That's where the real Bitcoin investment's coming from, you know, another planet.
Alpha Centauri, we are the highest rated podcast in
Alpha
all of
Coin. Oh, quick shout outs for our show sponsor this month, the Zilla app. Hopefully you have pre-registered for the beta of this app right now at zla.io/bad. This is an ICO marketplace, and you're going to be able to go on to this app and upvote and downvote various ICOs. You figure out what do you think is a good investment. And then if you want to participate, you'll be able to invest in some of the ICOs using tokens and credit cards in the app. One tap, boom, you're investing. You go pre-register for the Zilla beta app. Do it now, zla.io/bad.
I am there right now, and I just downvoted the bad crypto ICO because that sounds like a shitcoin.
To the moon, my friend, or at least to a nearby 7-Eleven. We got so much to talk about, so let's go ahead and jump over to your questions and comments.
Bad crypto voicemail. You have one new message.
Hey guys, just want to say thank you so much for all that you do, my entire family.
Well, you're welcome. I don't know what it is we did. I mean, it's not like I took out the trash or cooked your breakfast or anything. Travis, did you do something for this family?
You know, I recall I did go over and mow the yard, and we had the weed whacker up there. We were talking about maybe staining their deck, but we didn't get that far.
Well, you're welcome. We appreciate that you appreciate us.
So nice to hear. You know what I mean? It's like we're just talking and learning about space. Joel and I enjoyed chatting about random topics. And so that's how we became across this podcast anyway. We kept talking about crypto, and it was so interesting to us. And we said, hey, these conversations are pretty entertaining, at least to us. So maybe other people might like them. And then to hear people call in and say that we have helped their whole family. I mean, that's fun. It's really humbling to know that we're doing good stuff. And we're staying bad.
All at the same time. Well, you know, if somebody invested in crypto that ends up paying for, you know, college tuition, right? Little juniors in the cradle right now. And, you know, mom and dad are like, oh, let's go, you know, buy some whatever. And the child, you know, goes, Bitcoin. And they're like, that's it. To the moon. We're gonna share the Bad Crypto Podcast. We're gonna write a review on iTunes, and we're gonna get 100,000 bad coin for it, which you can do that still. If you'll go to iTunes or Stitcher or any of the places that you can write a review, Facebook, our Facebook page at facebook.com/badcrypto, take a screenshot of the review and then send it to our rapid speedy Gmail, which is badcryptopodcast@gmail.com, and make sure you include your BitShares username. Some of you send us a review And then there's no BitShares username. So we write you back and say, what's your BitShares username? We could, you know, expedite that if you'll go ahead and send us your BitShares username first, bitshares.org to sign up for that.
Yeah. And I want to say, don't pay attention to any of those people over at Bad Coin Cash, because that is just, you don't want any of that. That is just crap.
Those forkers, they, yeah. And Bad Coin Gold and
Bad Coin Silver.
We also got a message. By the way, we have a ton of calls for our 50th episode, which is coming up next. And we're going to play a lot of them. So no more calls for this one. But we did get a message from Niels via our contact form. And you could also reach out to us there on the badcryptopodcast.com website. And he said, there's been a lot of talk about Amazon and Overstock. However, I did not hear you talk about Alibaba.com. I've not checked the figures, but they're a big player as well. In order for Alibaba to catch up with Amazon, it might be a smart move for them to accept Bitcoin before Amazon. So Niels went and he did some digging on the Alibaba Jobs website, and he found this, which is in the show notes. I don't understand half of it because it's in Asian language of some sort, Chinese maybe. And I don't understand the other half of it because I don't know what it's in English, but Alibaba is looking for FPGA and GPU CUDA devs. And I guess that has to do, you know, with machine learning, or maybe they're building their own crypto system. And he asked, what are our thoughts on that? And so, Travis, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting that Niels sent that over. So thank you, Niels. Great thinking. I've been researching Amazon to see when they were starting to pop up jobs around crypto or blockchain. We found another job right there for a global APN leader for Amazon blockchain. So they're hiring right now. So that tells me that there are some things brewing on Alibaba and Amazona, and we know Overstock's already growing. Dude, Overstock is blowing up too.
Whew. Yeah, I finally bought some right before this last big surge, and I'm long on Overstock. But this Amazon Jobs global APN leader blockchain, and it posted on November 4th, and the roles and responsibilities, just a few of them here, be the subject matter expert for the blockchain segment, including a knowledge of the top ecosystem partners that make up our blockchain segment globally. And actually, you can go in the show notes and read all this, and who knows, maybe you're the right person to go apply for this job, but Amazon is definitely thinking blockchain. It's a matter of time, whether it's Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or their own Prime Coin or Stellar Lumens or BitShares or Badcoin. You know, that would be a perfect fit for Amazon to start accepting Badcoin.
I bet they're probably going to start accepting Bitcoin Cash. Maybe
they might. It could happen because it's fast.
Right now, it's about one third of a Bitcoin. At the moment where we're talking, at this very moment in recording, we're watching this on Saturday, November 11th. And wow, one Bitcoin Cash is one third of a Bitcoin right now. Bitcoin is now 5,700.
Okay, so we're getting into current events. Let's just go ahead and jump to
it. We got to jump into them because it's happening
news,
real
to the news.
Time.
Wait, we need the transition music. Dang it.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm happy. We've had the transition music.
Yeah, yeah.
We can now we can move to the official news segment.
Oh.
Actually, we kind of got a mishmash here today. I mean, there's some news stories, but the breaking news is what's happening with Bitcoin Cash. As it's going up and Bitcoin's going down. And so I don't know if this is the feature or the news or if it's all one mixed together. And y'all be patient with us because we're just figuring this out because we're bad. But I think the first thing we should talk about, Travis, is the fact that we released episode 48 knowing that the SegWit 2x hard fork was canceled. We knew that was going to happen. We knew that it had happened, and we chose to release that episode. That's why I put the pre-teaser on it. You know, learning about the forks is still important. But it all kind of plays into what's happening right now, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, we are in the middle, and you said this when you and I were talking offline, that it seems like there is an actual war going on for the name of Bitcoin. Like, it seems like Bitcoin Cash might be trying to make some big moves here.
The soul of Bitcoin, perhaps even, is at risk here. You know, Bitcoin. So first of all, the SegWit2x fork was canceled because, at least on the surface, the reason was that there wasn't consensus. And those that were pushing for it were kind of, at least publicly, were saying, all right, you know, it's not going to happen. And we're going to, you know, we want more consensus and we're going to let it go. And we're going to indefinitely postpone this hard fork. And then we're going to wait for, you know, I guess they're making some changes so that any fork in the future has got to have consensus.
And so, you know, we know that, remember back in August, that is when this fork happened, where Bitcoin, and that was like 2 weeks before, right after we started our show. So this first fork happened, you know, in that first couple of weeks, Bitcoin Cash was created. And then Bitcoin Cash had its little spike thing and then just kind of hanging out. We were like, all right, kind of hodling it, doing what we're doing with it. Now, after the Bitcoin 2X or SegWit2X has been, you know, called off, these last 48 hours, Joel, have been unbelievable.
There are some who say there are some conspiracy theorists behind this, only it's not really a theory. I think that there are those that can prove that this move towards Bitcoin Cash is an orchestrated attack on Bitcoin. And there's, you know, we have Bitcoin.com, which is Roger Ver's site, is basically moving to Bitcoin Cash. He's told us on the interview that Bitcoin Cash is the future of Bitcoin. We have the miners in China that are moving to Bitcoin Cash. And there's also some stuff that I saw up there that there's some weird shenanigans going on with orders that are being placed. Like half of them are coming from Korea. I saw some weird things about the numbers where there's like unconfirmed low orders.
Oh, wow. And
yeah, there's definitely, this is an orchestrated attack.
$3.5 billion of the volume for Bitcoin Cash in the last 24 hours has been from Korean exchanges. Actually, more than that, when you factor in the top 10, there's three of the top 10 are them. That's wild.
So what's happening now is that people are getting major FOMO and they're chasing Bitcoin Cash. And I think what's happening is people are seeing it. They're moving they're selling Bitcoin and they're moving to Bitcoin Cash. But here's the thing. I'm looking at this and seeing that there's no actual real use for Bitcoin Cash yet. I mean, you know, Bitcoin, there's not a ton, but there's more use for it. There's a lot more use. And, you know, mom and pop know what Bitcoin, everybody's heard of Bitcoin. They don't know Bitcoin Cash. It's not being used anywhere. This is all speculation.
Mm-hmm. But what happens if more of the hashers, the hash miners, end up moving to Bitcoin Cash? They leave Bitcoin SegWit1x, which is essentially what it is right now, and they leave them and they go to Bitcoin Cash. All the hash power's there. The transactions are super fast and the transactions are super low fees. Right now, it's more centralized. Right. Because more of these miners control these pool miners control more of the hash power. But if they end up swaying enough people to that one, there may be a time where they have to start calling that one the Bitcoin. Right. I mean, who knows? How is this? It's confusing.
It's really confusing. And, you know, this is why the trading of it is insane. It really is. It's I've said before that I'm holding Bitcoin until the bitter end, and it could go way down. And if it goes way down, and I think what's going to happen, my personal opinion, is that there has to be a pretty dramatic pullback on Bitcoin Cash. You know, we saw Bitcoin run from January at $800 up to almost $8,000. Okay, we stopped short of 8,000, right? I don't think we ever broke through that 8,000 mark. I could be wrong, but I don't think we did. And so, you know, the pullback that's happening right now, we're sitting on Coinbase at 56.94, and there are those that are saying it could go sub 5,000. Well, this would not be the biggest drop in Bitcoin ever. there has to be profit taking. And I think with all of this FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt happening with Bitcoin Cash, people are panicking.
People are indeed panicking, or this is an orchestrated type of move all at once where they're trying, you know, it's almost, are they sprinting? Could they get all the way to having Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash be of equal volume? You can see, or market cap, you can see the market cap volume right now that has been pulled from Bitcoin. I mean, it was sitting at $120 billion or more last I checked. I don't remember the highest, but I remember seeing $120 billion market cap. And the total market cap is still $198 billion. So the money is still in the market. It hasn't left. Normally, when you see these big drops in Bitcoin, the market cap overall of crypto does also drops. People aren't taking their money out of Bitcoin, out of the market. Excuse me. They are taking the money out of Bitcoin, and they're putting in Bitcoin Cash. There's some that's going in Ethereum. I mean, there's some big numbers that are moving right now in this total market cap. I've personally never sat here on a day and have seen anything like this. Right now, $95 billion market cap for Bitcoin, $32.7 billion for Bitcoin Cash.
If this were to happen, if Bitcoin Cash became the Bitcoin, then it's what they call the flippening, where a coin becomes the new leader. And, you know, I watched some great video today, and it talked about how this guy, at least his analysis was, that this is unlikely for a number of reasons, but the first one being is that there is a strong core base for Bitcoin. In fact, Bitcoin has withstood so many attacks over the years. I mean, Bitcoin made it through Mt. Gox, which we still yet to cover on a future episode. Bitcoin has suffered through the media declaring it dead again and again, dozens and dozens of times. And the prices continue to rise. There's the naysayers out there, not so much about Bitcoin. I think the naysayers are really just against cryptocurrencies in general. You know, when we talk about people like Peter Schiff or Jamie Dimon, but I don't think they saw this coming. This is not what they were talking about. They'd be against Bitcoin Cash as well. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you would think they would be. But I mean, you know, when you hear Roger Ver talk, and there's a video that's in our show notes today where Roger had just landed in LA from Tokyo. And sometime when that had happened, they had announced they called off SegWit 2X. And so there's like about a 70-minute presentation where he's basically just answering questions from these people at this LA meetup. And so he's got some interesting points on this. You know, he's very long on Bitcoin Cash. He has said multiple times, even when we interviewed him, he said Bitcoin 1X, that was going to be the loser. He thought Bitcoin 2X would be okay, but he has always thought Bitcoin Cash is going to be the one that is the winner.
Well, he's vested. He's totally vested in Bitcoin Cash. I mean, there are those that would say that they deliberately wanted the price of Bitcoin Cash to come down with the intent of it coming back. Now, there's an article that somebody linked in our Telegram group. If you guys aren't in the Telegram group and you want to keep up with the conversation, our Facebook page, there's tons of stuff there on the page and in the mastermind. But in the Telegram group, the conversation is going on in real time, and it's badco.in/Telegram. Somebody posted a link to a Steam post that took place 3 months ago.
Div Yang 101, basically 3 months ago, he said this is like what was happening, resulting in the Bitcoin forking that is soon to be called Bitcoin Cash. So this was pre Bitcoin Cash being generated. He said that he went on to go talking about that there's certain information come to light from backroom channels, sources he can't disclose, those anonymous sources, Joel, that has always been fake news. But let's see here. So the plan's going like this. These Chinese miners like F2 Pool, Ant Pool, etc., those are the names he named, they've organized with major exchanges to support and launch Bitcoin Cash. We know that had happened. But they were talking about that the hard fork, SegWit 2X, is not going to happen, and it never was going to happen. That is the conspiracy here written 3 months ago. And Bitcoin Cash would then be seen as the original better Bitcoin. That's going to be on all the major Chinese exchanges. Now we're seeing it actually on all of the major Korean exchanges. And they think the old Bitcoin, the one that we know and love, that's going to be destroyed. And they say, what determines a success? It's market cap. And right now we're seeing that market cap, Joel, kind of do a flippy thing. It could totally, if it flips, Whew. It's already got 2 more billion in volume today than Bitcoin does.
Okay. So first of all, we're going to put this link in the show notes, but you know, if you want to hear the other side of it, there's a link I will put in here on Reddit where somebody brings some context to it. And he says, this is correction number 8 since the inception of Bitcoin. Last correction was September 2nd when price dropped 35% from 49.25 to 32.26 over the course of 11 days. Historically, the corrections have diminished percentage-wise over the years. And so, you know, you can't just because Bitcoin Cash might have a bigger market cap at a current moment, it doesn't mean that it's going to stick. It doesn't mean that just because there's hype and hysteria and people are buying that all of a sudden it wins. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could see a dump happen just as quickly as it's risen. Anything that rises this quickly on nothing more than hysteria, which is what this is. This is pure hype. There's the only substance behind this is that Bitcoin Cash is faster. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do more transactions. The block size is scalable. You know, it seems to me from doing the research and you know, and understanding this original Satoshi's model where it has low transaction fees, it's a quick transaction. Well, that doesn't happen now with Bitcoin. Bitcoin, I mean, I was just transferring half a Bitcoin and it was like, oh, $28 fee? Like, I seriously got to pay a $28 fee to do that? That's high. And that's one of the reasons why I think Bitcoin Cash could eventually become the Bitcoin. Now, it's going to, we talked about that earlier, that it's going to be kind of a pain because all these merchants and whatnot, they accept Bitcoin. Is Bitcoin Cash? Are they going to, how do they come to agreement?
Bitcoin is always going to be Bitcoin. Bitcoin is never going to give up the name Bitcoin.
Well, Ethereum became Ethereum Classic and then the new one became Ethereum.
That's not going to happen with Bitcoin. There's no way the core team is ever going to say this is now Bitcoin and that the exchanges are going to just pull the rug out from it. That's not going to happen.
But does the market cap, like the guy says, does the market cap prove which one's which? I mean, what happens if it's like Bitcoin ends up going down like Ethereum Classic?
Then it'll still be Bitcoin.
It'll still be Bitcoin.
The name's not going to change just based on market cap. It'll just mean that Bitcoin Cash has a higher market cap. Now, I just asked a friend of the show what his personal opinion is, and I'm not going to name him because he hasn't given me permission to yet. But he, you know, I said, what do you think? Is this the flippening? This is somebody who's been in Bitcoin for a number of years. And he says, no, look at the number of nodes. He says it's a PR pump stunt. Mm-hmm. That's it. Now, we are not technical enough to go and, you know, dig deep into the data of what is actually happening on the you know, the back end of this. We know what we see, and we see a meteoric rise. And I would bet that he's right, that it is a PR pump stunt. That doesn't mean it can't work, Travis. A PR pump stunt can stick. But this person doesn't seem to believe that it's going to. And, you know, I think for Bitcoin to fall as it is right now, I'm going to keep hodling. That's fine. It can fall. And for Bitcoin Cash to go up this quickly on no substance, I don't see that as healthy. I'm afraid a lot of people are going to get burned.
Yeah, that could happen. Hard to say. Well, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, that's why I kind of hedge it and go, all right, well, if I have the same amount of this, the same amount of that, well, let's just see. It's not really going to be a loss there. And if your gut instinct says to get out of some, do a little bit, you know, maybe do that. If not, if you're scared, you know, here's the thing is if you bought in right now, if you bought in at 6,000 or you bought in at 7,000 and now we've had this dip, this is when a lot of people get freaked out and sell.
I'm going to say, you know, this stuff we've put in the news stories for the show notes, Travis, those of you that are listening, I don't think we're going to put these links in because these stories are not, they're not as current as what you're going to get when you're listening to this show because this is so timely. Mm-hmm. By the time this episode is released, in less than 24 hours from the time we're recording it, this thing could turn either way. You know, it could get worse for Bitcoin, or Bitcoin Cash could fall apart. We don't know. Mm-hmm. So go to Coindesk.com and go to Cointelegraph.com. We're just going to link there and go there. Whatever the headlines are, I guarantee you that they are going to be all about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as of right now, this very minute, Bitcoin is 5760. It's down 14.5% today. And then if you're looking at Bitcoin Cash, that's at 1950 right now.
Yeah, the bottom could completely fall out on Bitcoin tonight, and it maybe not. I mean, look, this is what we've told you guys from the beginning. This is blockchain is the technology. And blockchain is what is the most important thing here. Blockchain is what is revolutionary and is the big disruptor. When we're when you're investing in cryptocurrency, it is highly volatile, and you could lose everything. Now, you only lose if you sell, and I'm not personally selling at 5,700 or 5,000 or 4,000 or 3,000. In fact, if it goes that low, I'm probably, you know, investing more, especially if the core team is sticking with this. But you know what? These are odd times that we live in.
Yeah.
And we had to know, Travis, that I don't know if we said this on a show, but I know I've been thinking this, that I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, there's always whenever a lot of money is involved, there's always a new crisis. Mm-hmm. And we thought we got through the SegWit 2x crisis, and that was actually the leverage that the Bitcoin Cash people needed to create this this hype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what it says. Like they said, that this could be one of the biggest selling points since Mt. Gox, potentially. That went from $1,000 to $70 back whenever Mt. Gox thing crashed. But Bitcoin kept going on, right? I mean, it hovered around $200 for a while, and then it made back. And then it just, here in this past basically 6 months, it's gone. I mean, dude, it was at like $1,500 or $1,200 or something here, like the beginning of the year. This year has, even if it ends at $4,000, like, or whatever, 3,000, that's still a huge increase.
It's a good year. Yeah. And there's people that are looking for a quick hit. You know, they see something go up so fast and they're like, why doesn't it keep going up even more? And that's insanity. You know, if you get 8 to 10% on your mutual funds in a year, you know, you're doing okay. You know, the price of gold hasn't moved in years. The price of silver hasn't moved significantly in years. And people, you know, buy in. I've got some friends that just invested in Bitcoin in the 7,000s. And I'm sure right now they're going, oh, man. Listen, why did you buy it? You bought it because you believed in the technology. And hopefully you're in it for the long term, not for, you know, the quick hit. And every time Bitcoin has gone down, every time it's corrected, every time it's taken a hit, it has come back stronger. And, you know, if that didn't happen, then it would be the first time that didn't happen ever in the whole history of the currency.
Ever. Ever, ever. Ever,
I just want to note, by the way, that Travis and I are on Skype, and we actually are on video, and it's very rare that he takes his KC hat off. He's always wearing his KC hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huge KC fan. And then I witnessed it, and now I do know that Travis has hair.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily know, but there is hair under there.
That's true. That's true.
What do you guys think about this? You know, we want to know what you think. Jump onto the Bad Crypto Mastermind, where, you know, if you want to just post and comment on other people's, it's on facebook.com/badcrypto is the page. And then there's a link to the mastermind. You have to click to say, please let me in, because we want to know, you know, a little bit about you. We want to know, you know, when you go into the group, we're going to ask you, you know, what's your experience with crypto and, you know, how long have you listened to the show? That type of stuff. A couple questions. But there's some great discussion happening in that group. And if you want to discuss in real time, then join us on the Telegram. There are, let me see how many members we've got in the Bad Crypto. There's 433 of you. in this Telegram group. And the discussion tonight is just absolutely, you know, rapid fire. People are talking about all this, just like we're talking. You could hear in our voices how intense this is. And I see Travis is multitasking and posting in the Telegram group at the same time as we are recording. And he says, and I quote, craziest day ever.
My goodness. This is just so wild. And Joel, the thing that gets me about this truly is the fact that the cryptocurrency market cap is still around $200 billion. It isn't tanking. Even though Bitcoin is tanking, the money is staying in the cryptocurrency market cap, right?
Yeah, it's just moving from one place to another. People mm-hmm. are chasing where they think the money is going. And there are some that say, hey, Bitcoin Cash might keep going. It might be 3,000 by morning. The Koreans are eating this up, that they love it.
Oh, it's a brand. And that's where the biggest volume has been taking place, is in Korea. And now it's their daytime and they've seen it just go up and up and up. Well, then maybe now they're going to start selling. Who knows? I mean, it's unbelievable. We've not seen a day like this since I think the only other day that we thought that maybe was this urgent was whenever China banned ICOs. That to mm-hmm. me is to seem the other day that was, I mean, you were traveling to Europe and we did a show with you at the United Club in Chicago. I mean, that's how like, oh shit, this is a big news thing. We better talk about it.
But you know, on that day, the markets all tanked. Everything went down on that day. As you mentioned here, market cap is pretty much the same. Money's just moving around. And at the same time, also what's interesting, if you check out CoinMarketCap, Ethereum is at 305 solidly. Litecoin has been hovering around $60 all day. Ripple is sticking around its, you know, 20 cents. Dash has been up. Ethereum Classic is strong. And, you know, NEO has been hovering between $25 and $32 back and forth. There's a lot of money pouring into Bitcoin Cash right now. And, you know, if you're a contrarian, then if you follow Warren Buffett's style of investing, not Jimmy Buffett's, even though Jimmy's very successful with his Margaritaville restaurant.
Do they accept Bitcoin Cash?
I don't know. They accept anybody who will walk off the street, I would imagine. You know, Warren Buffett says be greedy when others are scared and be scared when others are greedy. And clearly, if there was ever an indicator of greed going on right now, it is Bitcoin Cash. I'm looking, Travis, pull up the Bitcoin Cash chart and just look at the last few days. On November 9th, it was at 620. Right now, it is three times that.
And dude,
that is just
it has, and
two
it actually,
days.
It just passed Ethereum while we were on this podcast.
In market cap value,
it has passed Ethereum to be number two, 96 billion for Bitcoin, 33.5 billion for Bitcoin Cash.
You know who's laughing all the way to the bank?
Roger Ver.
Roger Ver is laughing. And you know, look, tell me that the big money that's in this is not going to sell. I don't know how this is unsustainable. This is much faster growth in 2 days than we've ever seen in Bitcoin.
Ever. Anything. Ever. I mean, this thing has like, what was Bitcoin Cash's market cap like whenever SegWit 2 was announced? I wonder how much it was right then, because let me look, just kind of a ballpark. We can kind of tell. All right. Yeah, it looks like it was right around 10 billion. Now it's at 33 billion.
So, you know, as we're talking crypto, a friend of the show, because we interviewed him a couple months ago, is Peter Schiff, who has been opposed to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and says gold is the way to go. And he was recently interviewed by thestreet.com, and this is what he said.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's no limit, right? Because there's no real value, I believe, in Bitcoin. So if it can go to 8,000, it can go to 80,000. I mean, I suppose the odds are lower the higher you get, because you get to prices that are so absolutely ridiculous. And of course, you have the temptation, you know, people are holding onto these things. At some point, they're going to want to sell. They're going to want to buy stuff. right? So at some point, you know, the market's going to go down.
Well, he's still kind of a smartass about it. He's like, well, you know, yeah, it could. I mean, it's gone up to 8,000. I mean, it could go to 80,000, right? And he's all like, but it's still worthless, right? But it's like, and then he goes on to say, yeah, people who have invested in it, you know, they have made a lot of money. Yeah.
There's an article in Cointelegraph that says Bitcoin is reaching the end of an era. And, you know, if by era, does that mean a year of a huge growth? You know, it has been a year of huge growth. But Joseph Poon, who is the inventor of the Lightning Network that they're still developing for Bitcoin, says when a party starts to suck, you leave. You can try to fix it, but the cleanest solution is to just get out. A lot of blockchain is increasing the freedom for individuals, and part of that is having the flexibility to leave and to make the choices that you want to at any point in time. So he thinks that, you know, maybe there's dumping that's going to take place, and he's saying dumb money is pouring into Bitcoin.
Dumb money is pouring into Bitcoin, he says. Wow. So yeah, he's made the comment that Bitcoin is going to lose market share. That is happening right now. And money that is being poured into Bitcoin right now, not the wisest one. And they're saying that if the people who don't like it, they can leave. That's kind of, you know, what may be happening. Like people are saying, let me ask you this, Joel. Like if we have a choice, which one would you rather have? You want to have ones that where the block sizes can get bigger or smaller based on, you know, the amount of transactions that are going, so the transactions are still quick and the transactions are cheap? Or do you want slower transactions and high fees?
Well, that's actually it. The question for me isn't about either one of those. What I want is whatever is closest to Satoshi Nakamoto's vision for what Bitcoin would be. Mm-hmm. And that includes a decentralized currency. Mm-hmm. The thing about Bitcoin Cash is, guess what? This is becoming highly centralized to a few power players. And when that happens, they have control over the decisions that are made. And that's, I don't want that. I want the power to be to the people. True. And, you know, I'm about freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
And I see Bitcoin Cash as a threat to that.
Well, maybe that's going to help out some of these other coins, right? So maybe a truly decentralized one like a Litecoin or, you know, some of these other ones that are out there. You know, Lumens are smoking fast too, right? I mean, why not Stellar or Ripple? Or why does it have to be Bitcoin? The only reason it's been Bitcoin is because Satoshi Nakamoto was the one who created it, and that's the one that most people have and is the one that's worth the most. If something else becomes worth the most and, you know, more valuable and it has more functionality that people want, then that one will clearly be the winner.
Well, and Bitcoin Cash is now over 2,000, even as we're talking. Bitcoin is to 5,754. And, you know, what's happening right now is people are fearful. That this is exactly what's happening. There's FOMO and fear happening at the same time. When people invest, in my opinion, because I'm not a financial advisor, but from my opinion, when people invest emotionally, rarely does it go well for the long term. And this is clearly a very emotional day. And what is really interesting about it is because of the manipulation, because this was planned, because it appears to have been planned, mm-hmm. right? This is orchestrated. This doesn't just happen. This is orchestrated. And because of that, there are people that are pulling your strings. They are pulling on your mind and your heartstrings to get you to do what they want you to do.
It's unbelievable. This is just another day in the world of cryptocurrencies, folks.
Dance, monkeys, dance.
I mean, we have seen this thing rise. Like, I'm not even sure what the market cap was totally. Let me look real quick here of the market cap when we started our show back in July. If we look at it, it was July 18th. $84 billion. That's how much the market cap was when we started the show. Now it's at $200 billion. That's more than doubled since we've done the show. And so, you know, it's probably because of your dulcet tones.
You think it's it?
Because your dulcet tones of your voice has, you know, smoothed out and added another 100 billy to the market cap.
my voice has added to the market cap. Okay, let's get off of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Gold, which, by the way, is still not accessible. I did look on my Ledger Nano blog, not mine, their blog, and apparently Replay, which, you know, protects your, I guess, your coins as you transition your Bitcoin, is in effect, and they're supposed to be rolling out the ability to get your Bitcoin Gold, but it's still, I don't think it's listed on exchanges yet. So Bitcoin's a hot mess. You know, if you look at the show notes at badcryptopodcast.com, there's an image, a meme, and it's a quote from Warren Buffett, which we've already talked about, and it's, be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy only when others are fearful. And that's, I mean, this guy's a billionaire, right? He's done well. And I would have to say that he's done well living this out. When people chase after the money, then they are being both greedy and fearful at the same time. Right.
And, yeah. And that doesn't always work. And, you know, another thing, as you were just mentioning, is that truly this is just money, right? I mean, this is, we're playing with some finances where, as James Altucher had mentioned a couple episodes ago, you know, it's not all about the money. It's about your physical health. It's about your mental health. It's about your spiritual health, some other health. What was the other health?
All the health.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Bitcoin Cash, that was free money. That was, if you held Bitcoin, you got free Bitcoin Cash. And, you know, don't ever slap yourself on the wrist for taking profits of any kind. You know, when it's better than losing money. So if you take a profit and then you continue to see it go up, hey, at least you took a profit. I mean, who gets it right all the time?
Not me, not Mr. Joe Com.
No, I rarely get it right. And if Bitcoin's going to the bottom, it's taking me with it. And that's fine, because I'm having a great time doing the show with you, Mr. Travis Wright.
At least it was a fun ride. I mean, we all lost all our money, but I mean, it was a good time, right? We had some laughs.
Crypto is not going away. Ooh. Blockchain is not going away. The technology is world changing. It's here to stay. And guess what else isn't going away? We aren't going away.
Eventually we'll go away. I mean, we will die eventually.
Well, by that time, there'll be AI that will be able to speak in our voices.
Oh, that's so true. Oh.
Travis, Travbot, and Joelbot will just take over.
So great, because they're going to be able to AI to think like how we would talk, because there's so much audio of us talking. It will talk like us, make jokes, bad jokes like we would normally make. And yeah, we're going to set this show on fire for the rest of eternity. I love
science. Don't miss episode number 50. It's so much about you guys and gals, but guyses, y'all, all y'all, because you have called in, you've answered the call to call, and you could still call if you want to, but you won't get an episode 50. But the phone number is 708-885-9030. And we are going to be playing a ton of your calls and interacting with them, answering some questions, having a great time. It is our salute to you, the citizens of the Republic of Bad Cryptopia.
To those about to rock, we salute you. Thank you, Bad Cryptopians.
And stay bad.
Who's bad?
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoin and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor.